Okay, we're after Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. No, Pasuk Vav. Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Vav, Ki Bissachula is Tasa Lucha Milchama, Usa Shua Berev Yoyetz. Ki Bissachula is with trickery, with Chachma, scheming and planning, a person makes Muhammad, Tal you shall make for yourself Muhammad, Usashua, and salvation comes, Beroiv Yais with an abundance of counsel. Let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Vav, Ki betachbulos Ali Dei Tachbulos Hadas, through Tachbula. Tachbula means to scheming, through, what's a good word for Tachbula? Here they translate it through strategies. Through strategies of knowledge, wise strategies, Tu chalasas muhamma mul hayetzer hora hanesis ladera, which incites a person to sin. So according to the parish of the Mesudas, the pasuk over here, the subject is the yetzer hora. We're not dealing with waging a world war against ISIS and against Al-Qaeda and Hamas.
Okay, do you know what the motto of the Mossad is and what's on their stamp and what's on the seal?
Oh wow! So this is all the pasuk. This is the pasuk.
So these Zionists, anti Das. This is what they took for their motto. So obviously they knew.
They took kibbutz. They took very good kibbutz sachpulos tasel chavucham. That's not what it says. Wow, fascinating. Okay, so with strategies you can wage war. You don't need to actually, the Mossad, you don't need to actually put on a uniform and weapons. Intelligence. Fantastic. Okay, so we have to say this pasuk in much more detail to appreciate what the Mossad is all about. Okay, so again, according to the Mitsudos, this means that with Tachbul strategy, a person can battle against the Yetzer Hora, Hamesis La'avera. Useshua Brav Yoyetz, the pasuk concludes with salvation comes with an abundance of counsel. Hateshua Mimenu, salvation from it, referring to the Yetzara. Halo he ba birvois malas hayoyetz, with an abundance of counsel, the advantage of taking counsel with ugidulosoi bidas, and ugidulosoi bidas, gidulosoi, I'm not sure exactly those words fit over here. One more time. Useshua, hateshua mimenu, he ba birvois malas hayoyetz ugedulo so bedas, and the greatness of salvation, I guess, comes with nas. Ulze ma'amitz, a person should be ma'amitz kach b'chol pam, kasher yis chacham bedas hachacham. Okay, I'm not exactly sure the depth of these words, but he's advising a person to take advantage of chokhmah and tachbulos and use these two things to prevail upon the yetzer hara. Salvation over the yetzer hara will come with taking counsel from the words of the chachamim. The das kasher yis chacham, the last four words of the mesudos, kasher yis chacham bedas hachachamim. Who is the wise, the yoyetz? The yoyetz are the words of the chachamim. He studied the divrei musar, the silas hasharim, chavis halavavis, derech Hashem. All these various svarim, these are the tachbulos, the eitza of the chachamim, which will give a person the kach to overcome his yetzer hara. Okay, now there is no Rashi, but there are a number of midrashim, and the bulk of the midrashim on the beginning of pasuk vav, at least what I have over here in front of me on this page, is tachbulos. We had this idea multiple times. For some reason, the word tachbula comes from the word a chevel. Chevel means like a rope. A rope really is a bundle. It's a collection. What is a rope? A rope is a collection, a chavila. What's a chavila? A bundle. All of these words are related one to another. Chavila is a bundle. A chevel is a rope. A rope really is a bundle of cords. Many smaller cords are all twined together to produce a thick, heavy rope. And the Medrash very much enjoys interpreting the word chavila and chevel in reference to the study of Mishnayis. That if a person has a rope, it means, what do you have? We have a rope. You have 100, 200 smaller ropes in your possession. A person who studies Mishnayis has in his possession multiple streams of knowledge. Every Masechta is another cord. And when you take all of the Mishnayis and you twine them, you twist them, you turn them, you spin them to produce a thick, heavy rope, like the rope of a ship, what you have in front of you is a chavila, a bundle of cords, a bundle of smaller bodies of knowledge, which is the Mishnayis. So this is the interpretation of the Medrash. I'll read you some of these words of here. This is it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis. My perishal tachbulois. Omar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. Omar Rabbi Asay. Omar Yochanan. Bimi ata motzei milchamta shel Torah. Among whom will you find the milchamta, the war of Torah? Bimi sheyesh biyodai chavilois shel Mishnah. Person who has bundles of Mishnayis. And the Gemara Darish is pasuk. That's what pasuk over means. B'tachbulos tasel l'cha milchama. The milchama is milchamtoy shel Torah, and the tool to be minatseach in Torah is to have the basics. Is to know the basics. The Mishnayis, Shisha, Sidrei, Mishnah.
So the word strategy applies because the analogy is to warfare.
So what's the war?
If you're carrying on a war, you have to have a strategy.
And what's the strategy? The strategy is the information, knowledge. It's intelligence. You need to have ideas. If you have all of the information, then you're able to plan. If you don't have the basic information, then you're not able to go to war. So Sach HaKol we have here, at least, we have really three perushim. You can learn on a very simple level. As Rav Meir told us, this is the motto, the slogan of the Mossad. It means a very simple translation that when you go to war, war is only fought with strategy. West Point. You have to know, you have to study the nature. It's a chokhmah. Muhammad is a chokhmah. Kibit tachbulos tasel chamuhammah. Where was the first Muhammad in the history of Christ where we found tachbulos? Milchemes Ai. Milchemesai. There were two wars. When Klai Yisrael came in to conquer Eretz Yisrael, there was Milchemes Yerichoi and there was Milchemesai. Milchemes Yerichoi and Ai are complete opposite ends. Milchemes Yerichoi was 100% l'mal l'mederech hateva. They did nothing. They walked around the city wall 7 times, they blew the shofar, and bang, the city wall collapsed. That was the whole Milchama. You didn't have to do no planning, no strategy, nothing other than just walking around. They all were dead. The whole water, the city collapsed. The whole thing was lamala. The walls collapsed. But it does. Okay, you have to study if there was even a need to kill anyone. It could be the whole thing was the impression the pasuk give you is the entire thing. The first milchama when they came in was 100% lamala miderech hateva, and then came the next spell, the milchamas of Ai, and that was the complete opposite. There was an extremely sophisticated battle plan. The battle plan is so sophisticated, you can't even figure it out. Well, they didn't lose the first time they came, the Ai was to happen twice. They came in, they attacked twice. The first time they were defeated because they took from the Sholol, because Ochan took from the spoils of Yerichoi, Choto Yisrael, and then they did Shuva, and then they prevailed. But both parts of the battle were waged with the most extreme planning and sophistication, al pi derech hateva. And the battle plan is so complicated, you can't even figure out what it was. How do you know this? Because look in the Rishonim and Sefer Yoshua, and you'll find there every one of the Rishonim has a different interpretation exactly what the battle plan was. You go here, the north, the west, the east, this city, that city, and when this one you'll go in, you'll draw them out this way, and you even look in the art school, it tries to simplify things, and they give you a diagram, your mind gets dizzy. What in the world is going on? And that's just a simplification of a whole host of interpretations of exactly what the battle plan of Ai was. But what do you take from that? That there's something called teva. When you go to war, you have to plan, you have to strategize, like it says here, b'kibit b'sach bulos ta'asa l'cham l'chama. There are times Hashem wages our wars, and there are times like Kadosh Baruch Hu demands from us that we wage war, that we enter into war, al derech hateva. B'tachbulos. You can say that what Bibi Netanyahu is doing now is begeder b'tachbulos. Right? There are things you can do, l'mal derech hateva, but diplomacy and to negotiate is derech klal. There's a war, and the way to fight the war is...
Obviously, requires a certain shtadlus.
Shtadlus, exactly. But it's more than just a shtadlus. It's a shtadlus that's what seichel. You know, you can do a shtadlus. I'll just go and I'll walk into the unemployment office. That's my shtadlus for parnasa. I'll walk into the unemployment office. Then there's a shtadlus. You go spend 10 years training as a doctor, a specialty, a lawyer, a clerk, and so on and so forth until you'll achieve the skills you need to succeed. Different types of shtadlus. But here it says,
you know, even in Yericho, the case of Yericho,
yeah,
there was advanced planning and reconnaissance and intelligence that was not...
These Yeshua sent the spies, the Meraglim. You're right, the Meraglim. Okay, that's right. I take it back. Okay, but not nearly as much as I. Absolutely. Yeshua, he sent the spies, the Meraglim. It's the Haftorah, Parashat Shalach. He sent the spies, and you have Rochav, Hazona.
Yeah, but he wanted the spies more than maybe spiritual. They wanted to see if they have spies.
Oh, derech pshat. I am panel Torah. Oh, derech pshat. Okay, nechnam. There was spies. So you're right. But there was planning. But the end was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do these bizarre things. To walk around the city 7 times. The walls sunk. So you're right. There was planning. But the whole attack, the whole event was lamala miderech hateva. I no such thing. I was 100% teva. That's what it appears to be. From the planning and the attack and the technique, everything. There was no nothing. And that's what it says here. Bitachbulus tasa luchamulchama usashua brevyoitz, and salvation comes with abundance of counsel. That's posh pshat. Second pshat is from the mitsudos, to review. And we're dealing with the milchama against the yetzer hara. And if a person wants to prevail over the yetzer hara, you need battle plan, you need sophisticated techniques. You need all of these techniques and trickery how to overcome the yetzer hara. And the third parish comes from the Gemara. Ki bitachpulos yas lechamulchama refers to the milchamtoi shel Torah. The milchamtoi shel Torah requires tachpulos, and the tachpulos here in this context means education. You need mishnayos. You need to have the basic ideas, the basic background to succeed. Now, the end of the pasuk u'sashua b'rav yoyitz, it's a collection of midrashim. It's something very interesting. It says that there's a medrash that says that the malchus is not called the malchus in the from the point of Chazal unless the malchus has counselors yoyatzim. In the Megillah, when Achashverosh was insulted by his wife, mm-hmm, Vashti, so it says he asked his counselors, V'hakoroi ve'lov karshno she'sor admos ha'sarshis, and he asked them, and so on and so forth. And Chazal indeed say that there's no such thing as a malchus, kol malchus, she'ein lo yo'atzim, ein malchuso malchus. Interesting expression. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. There are certain conditions you need to be called a melech. You have this, you know, this Chazal comes up is when we have a question, if you make a bracha, b'shem malchus, when you see a melech, a head of state in modern times. In modern times, you see a president of the United States, you see the queen of England. Do you make the bracha? She nosan mechvoidai lebosar v'dam. So there's a whole long list of poskim that discuss the issue, and they try to define what is a malchus. Some say you need the power of life and death, the ability to forgive, to pardon. Is that sufficient? Good morning. Is that sufficient? Is that sufficient to be called a malchus? Some want to suggest that a malchus has to have special clothing. The melech must wear unique clothing. If he doesn't wear unique clothing, it's not called a melech. Ancient times, we find that the clothing, the garb of a king, was unique, was different than the civilian. And that becomes problematic in modern times, because all the modern heads of state don't wear anything special. They may wear a more expensive suit, not necessarily. I remember when Obama became president, so they were analyzing his clothing, they were criticizing him, and if he wore a suit that would cost more than $300, oh, What a chazer. Okay, today you go into shul over here, all these young kids over here, they're wearing suits for $500, $1,000. I don't know where they get the money. But, what? They analyze, I remember Sarah Palin, when she how much they were analyzing, how much her clothing cost. She needed a couple of dresses for all of her debates. So, all the fun people were, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So she spent $3,000 here and there in a couple of dresses. I spent more than one Shabbos. So one Shemirach has cost more than that. So, but there is such a thing that the king requires different type of clothing. And a king does not, bizman as the heads of state, do not have different types of clothing. Then there's an issue that we find in Chazal, Melech, Malchus, they have a different language. This is a very shocking concept. That among the Malchus, the aristocrats, and among the people that live in the Malchus, they talk a different language. An average citizen is not allowed to speak this language.
Well, that's this, like in Britain, there's the king's English.
Okay, exactly.
And there's the working class is speaking.
Exactly. Right. And you're not allowed. It's not respectful.
It's not just the king, it's the upper class.
Upper class, exactly. That's called Malchus. If in the country today, when heads of state speak the same language, no different than an ordinary citizen, sometimes even worse, unless they have a good speechwriter helping them out, that's not called Malchus.
Yeah,
so these are
Obama tries to talk in a folksy.
Exactly,
way.
Exactly.
He brings down the level with the selfie.
It depends. It depends on who he speaks to.
His verbal expressions that he uses is trying to sound like one of the common people.
Okay, a master politician. So this is all. These are all issues, and though there are many places can take a very hard line. And they are of the opinion that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have what Chazal consider Malchus. Shenosan Nichvoidai Lebosar Vedam requires there's something called a real Melech dresses different, he speaks different, he has power that is beyond reproach, his power is absolute. We don't have that in our day and age. Here is another example of this flavor, where Chazal say a Malchus that does not have Yoatzim is not a Malchus. So let me ask you, is the cabinet called the Yoatzim? Is that what you would call the United States of America?
He has a council of advisors.
He does have? That's an official... Does the president of the United States... What?
He has people who have the title of...
An advisor? And they're paid?
Economic advisor. Security...
And they get a full-time salary? Pension? They're on... What?
What's the name of this woman? The woman who...
They're called counselors? Yoatzim. Okay, so in a chanami.
Well, then you read books from some of the cabinet officials. Now, they have Jarvis Circle.
Jared
Obama. Right.
Valerie
Jarrett. That's what's the...
She's not an advisor. She's
have
the president.
Official cabinet like Gates. I remember Robert Gates was Secretary of Defense.
Enormous power.
Yeah, but the point was he said with the Biden needs to have within the White House officials about armaments, this armaments, that, the one in Afghanistan, the one in Iraq, the one in town. You have more trouble with the White House staff.
That's in every administration.
Okay, I'm just throwing out the question. In the modern state, like United States or any other modern state, the position of a counselor, of a yoitz, is that up to par with what Chazal here mean in this pasuk? And we have a very clear example of this in the Megillah. There was the Shivar Roy Pnei HaMelech. And they were the ones that were tasked with giving advice. What should they do with Vashti? That's what it says here, based upon this pasuk, this fascinating example. Call. Okay, so I'm just showing it out. This is another condition.
The attorney that advises the president.
Okay, Achanami. Okay, so Kol Malchus Ein Lo Yoatzim Ein Lo Ein Malchus Malchus. So if you will find today in the country a head of state that does not have a people that are on the payroll that officially provide them with counsel, so that's according to Chazal, that's not called the Malchus. If that's not called the Malchus, you can add that to this dilemma. Can you make a bracha when you see that head of state?
So you have two guys like that come to mind. Putin,
No.
He can dress different, he can speak differently, but he doesn't have advisors.
He has advisors.
Putin dresses differently.
Even the most totalitarian state has advisors.
They all have advisors.
In the official capacity.
Even Kim Jong-un has advisors.
In the official capacity.
You might not listen to
him. No, but they have to be in an official position, not just these are my advisors. They have to be, like it says over here, and this is all according to the measures of the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's all based, is rooted here in this pasuk Useshua Beroiv Yoyetz. The Medrash over here says Amra Torah King. It elaborates, but it's part of this Medrash pulls out this a concept and based upon throws in this pasuk as well that you have to have a counsel. Really, the main thrust of this Medrash is if this is true for a melech who has absolute power, al achas kam v'kama, an ordinary person, ordinary citizen, needs someone to advise him. A melech seemingly has in front of him all the information, all the resources, he has a lot of chachma. He would not be a melech unless he deserves to be the melech. And even he needs counselors. Al achas kam v'kama, an ordinary person who has extremely limited resources and limited knowledge of the way the world works, al achas kama v'kama does an ordinary person need people to tell him what to do, or not to tell him what to do, but to advise him, to fill him in on what he does not know, so he can make an informed decision. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, the next pasuk is Ramos le'avil chochmos bashar lo yiftach pil. The word Ramos is a very difficult word to translate. The Mitsudos and Rashi translate this as a heavy stone. Now, it's a little bit, Rashi maybe is a little bit misleading. It says Evan Yukara. Evan Yukara, you would think, is a precious stone, which is a diamond, a gem. That's not what it means here. Evan Yukara over here means heavy. It weighs a ton. You walk, it's just too hard. So here the pasuk says that Chochmos, wisdom, in the eye of the fool is like a large, heavy stone. Don't bother moving it. It's not, you have a boulder lying on your front lawn. How am I going to get rid of this boulder? This thing weighs 10,000 pounds. I'm going to be able to get something 10 tons. I'm going to get rid of it? Impossible. So leave it here. I'm not interested. When he is presented with an opportunity to learn Torah, to study Chochmah, to learn, to go to a shir, not for me. A shir, for me to comprehend a daf gemara, a shir, it's the equivalent of me lifting up a stone that weighs 10,000 pounds. Ramos, a stone, a heavy stone, le'avil chochmos, is read the word backwards. Chochmos, wisdom, the body of knowledge, in the eye of the avil, in the mind of the avil, is in the category of a ramos, a very heavy stone, which is not within his realm. And therefore, you have to add the word therefore into the pasuk. What is the consequence? Bashar lo yiftach piyu. In the Beis Medrash, the Shar is a code word for the gate of knowledge, the Bezdin. The Bezdin is the place that's where all the conclusion of Halacha comes from. In the Beis Medrash, Lo Yiftach Piyu, he will not be able to open up his mouth, and it will be subject to shame. And this, of course, could refer to the Beis Medrash Shalmaila. If he's not going to go and apply himself in this room, he'll come to Bezdin, he'll come to Shemayim, and he'll come to the Beis Medrash Shalmaila, he's not going to be able to engage in Torah. Let's see the Mitzudos Ramos. Hachochmos Hema Leheovil Ke'even Yokar. Like a heavy stone. Asher Tikshe Hasagoso, that he views to be difficult to achieve it. Hasaga, in order for him to overtake it, to acquire it, is very difficult. V'chadal Nehem, and he desists. Yeah?
Say a heavy stone.
Yokara. Yokar means heavy.
Really? Well, what else would it mean?
Precious. Precious.
So why would you want to?
That's what I said, because I think what
it says this. Rashi, Malbim, and Beer Hamilos, using the pasuk from Eov, which anybody remember how it's translated?
Okay, you're right. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti lechem tos hem biyadi. It means you can't afford it. Evan Yoker means you can't afford it. Evan Yoker means expensive. It's not.
What does Evil have to do with not being able to afford?
just like a poor person. The evil views just that he views himself as a poor person. A poor person doesn't walk into Tiffany's. It's not in my realm. It's not for me. I can't. What?
Out of my league.
So that's the way. Evan Yukaro, Margolius Kapurl, and I didn't really appreciate that. Maybe I saw it somewhere else.
I like the way.
What?
So
maybe I saw it somewhere else. I don't think I would have said this unless I don't know anything. Everything that I know only comes from I saw something. Sometimes I scan through a lot of things, and only one thing sticks in my head. Okay, I don't have time. I will go look another time. I won't do it on the fly to figure out, see where I got this from. But simply, you have to also look up an E. This pasuk comes from Eif. We learned Eif. I don't remember this. It's time to chazer. But Ramos v'gevish kloima kol chachma gevish. Okay, I'm not sure. But let's learn this pasuk shot. Evan Yokar is a precious stone. Out of his league, good words. Hachochmos hema leheavil. Okay, Evan Yokar asher tikshe hasagosoi. It is difficult for him to attain. He does not have the resources to acquire a precious stone. Vachadal mehem, and he separates himself from ever attempting to acquire. Lezed, therefore, what is the consequence of an attitude? Lo yiftach piv b'shar mokoim sheves hachachomim. He will be unable to open his mouth in the gate. What does the gate refer to? He explains, the place where the chachomim sit. Ki lelomad m'umah, he'll have nothing what to say. Nothing what to say when he has an opportunity to speak to Talmidei Chacham. Can you imagine you go to a wedding, you go to a dinner, and they make a mistake, and they put the Am Oretz at the table with all of the Rosh Yeshiva. So what is they going to talk about with the Rosh Yeshiva? They're going to talk about, or better, talk about the Rabbanim. Rabbanim, they're always, I know my father always used to tell me when we would go to a Simcha, and they would put him with other Rabbanim. The Rabbanim would all ask each other right before, let's say, Yom Tov, before Shabbos. One Rav said to my father, an old-time Rav, he said to my father, sitting there right before Yom Tov, Rabbi, give me your best stuff. I have a bar mitzvah tomorrow. Give me your best stuff. They all peddle drashas, ideas, sfarim. You talk shop.
Yep.
Okay, you talk shop. That's what it's about. It's for real. Rabbanim, really, they need schor. They need material. They need good svarim. They talk shop. It's very interesting. They ever go to Beagle Eisen. Beagle Eisen in Borough Park is a bookstore. They specialize in new svarim. Things hot off the press. I heard the owner there said that he gets in a week approximately between 60 and 80 either new svarim or reprints of things that have been out of print for a long, long time. And they have on the table all the going once, two, 3 weeks, you see on the table all these new things. And how do you know what's good, what's not good? You know, you really know. My father used to tell me, you can never buy a safe unless someone recommends it. Someone tells you, someone's gone, they recommend it. So it's very interesting, is every so often, Aaron is the son of one of the, Beagle Eyes, and he's the son of one of the owners. They get calls from Rabbanim, Talmidei Chacham from all over the world, who are not in Flatbush, all over the world. And they basically... Well, this was a bar park, and basically they order from him. It's not what? No, it's not. I don't think so. It's not so disorganized. It's pretty good. And he, on the phone, he walks down the aisles. It's fascinating to listen to him. And he's on the phone, and he's telling him we got in this, and he tells him what the Sefer is about. And he basically tells him the feedback that he got from the other customers, if it's good or not. And he goes through the whole thing. You listen, it goes 1-3. And since what's even better is sometimes Rabbanim come in, like Choshva, celebrity Rabbanim come in, and he gives them a tour. And he goes this, and he tells them this came out. And some of these people, they're Eluyasha people. The people who come there, they're Eluyasha people. They really know their stuff. They know their Svarim, Rabbanim. And you just stand there and watch, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about Svarim, you learn a lot of things. I found one thing I found very interesting. A certain very person, obviously, very Talmud Chacham, was going down, and I noticed he took all the kuntresim. You know, the people, they publish svarim, and then a lot of, like, the younger light, they publish, like, little kuntresim. You don't see them in the regular stores, because regular stores don't carry the kuntresim. But in Beagle Eisen, there's a lot of traffic, people who want new things. So, and I noticed that he took a lot of the kuntresim, and I learned from that that you'll find a lot of gems. They're very cheap. It only costs a couple of dollars, the kuntres, and these little things. And if a person went through the effort to publish a kuntres of 20, 30, 40 pages on a certain topic, it must be good. Usually it's very good. People publish books, sometimes there's a lot of fluff. You know, there's not then all the time substance. But it's very interesting. So here, Bashar Lohi, how do we get into this topic? I don't know how we got into this conversation, but whatever the case is, we have here the word Ramos, and Bashar Lohi Yiftach Pi. I told you that you have to, you talk shop. Lohi Yiftach Pi, that when this person now finds himself in a community among other Talmidei Chachamim, he's not going to have what to talk about. Lohi Yiftach Pi, if he did not take the opportunity in his lifetime to seek Chachma, because he's a fool. The problem is that this person, and he realized it's not so difficult. If you really want to acquire the diamond, you can. There's a mahalach. You can take out a second mortgage. You can get a better job. You can do something if you really want. If you really want, ein dover oimei b'fnei harotzayin, and so that applies to the words of chokhmah. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, come out the same thing. Ramos levil chokhmos min evin yikara. Ramos is a certain type of very expensive stone. She'ena mitzuyak, it's not common. Kamod detema ramos v'gevish. We find an ear. I'm not exactly sure what the context there is, but it's referring to the very precious stones. Kolaymar, kol chokhma doimel lekastil ke'evin yikaro uchamar goliois liknois to acquire. Loimar, and what does he say? Eich esay petora mosay tale biyadi. How can I possibly acquire the Torah? I'm not from this league of people that has the ability to acquire Torah. Avala chachamim, avala chachma, the wise man, shoyne hayom at, umachom at, a talmud chacham makes up a plan. It goes, Rashi seemingly is going back to the previous pasuk, the Yafat Tachbulos. Rashi seems to be connecting this pasuk Zayin to pasuk Vav, and says talmud chacham has a solution, he has a tachbula, he has a strategy. What's the strategy? You learn a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, and before you turn around, you have acquired an enormous amount of chokhmah. Now, there's another few interpretations for the word ramois. The word ramois simply comes from the word rum. Rum means exalted, very high. That's why probably the stone is called ramos. It means in every yikari, it's not the average man. And the Medrash says the same exact thing. It means that an Am Haaretz, a fool, he looks at chokhmah as if it's all the way up in the Shemayim. It's rum. It's exalted. Rama Hashem al kol hagoyim. Hashem is exalted over the nations of the world. Hashem is beyond their reach. It's out of their grasp. So that's the same exact idea that chokhmah is in the eye of the foolish person, in the geder, in the category of ram. It's merumois unisunos bagova. Yeah. It is beyond reach.
That would be an interpretation if you ignore the
olive. Okay, but sometimes it's paired. Right? But this is how the Medrash Devarim Rabba. This is how the Medrash Devarim Rabba interprets the word ramos, lashon of high and exalted. Okay, another interpretation for the word ramos is difficulty. Okay, all these interpretations mean the same exact thing. What is a couple word difficult? Doesn't say. Dover acher, afilu tzadikim ein kol yigiam ela tzedakos. I'm not sure exactly, but he translates it here over here as meloshon of koishi. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk ches. Mechashev lehorea lo bal mezimos yikroho. Here we're dealing with the Rasha. We bring out this yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the thought, the machshava of a Rasha, Hashem considers it as a maisa. The plans of a Rasha, mechashev lehorea lo kama, an individual who thinks, plans, to cause evil, the word lehare means evil, lo, to his fellow, to his opponent, to another person, bal mizimos yikrohu, he will be recorded in history as a person who has plotted to do harm, even though he did not succeed, even though he did not implement his plan. Just...
Don't we say the opposite?
By a tzaddik, only by a tzaddik. By tzaddikim, Hashem is not mitzvah machshav rol lemaisa. But by rishoyim, Hashem is mitzvah machshav rol lemaisa. By wicked people. Let's see the mitzvah. This pasuk says, "Mechashev lehoreya Im ki lo asa hara, even though he did not succeed, he did not act upon his evil thoughts. Sof yigule ki lo inoy, Hashem will nevertheless reveal his shame. The yikru lo bal machshav esraos, and he will be recorded in history as a person who had plans to destroy, to cause harm. What more do you want than Haman? Haman did not succeed. Haman did not succeed in implementing his plans. No one died because of his plans. Yashoiv machashavtoi hara'ah. Pasuk says that his evil machshava was turned upon him, and the whole story of Haman is recorded in history as being one of the most evil people that ever existed. Haman. So that's what it really mechashev l'harei alo baal mezimos yikor. They'll call out. They will refer to him as a person who planned to plot an evil. Rashi. What? A conspirator. Okay. Rashi mechashev l'harei choyresh tachbulos rasha. Choresh, we always, Rashi is borrowing from the words of the Ingram Sefer Mishra, it means to think, to plow. Plowing, when we apply the word plow to the human mind, it means to think, to calculate, tachbulos rasha, the strategies of a rasha. Lo bal mezimos yukrahu, goyrem lo ra, he causes himself ra, shabrios karim lo bal mezimos. They call him a person who planned Atzas Rasham, the council of the evil. Now, take
no
note.
No call a Iranian minister a planner of good, except for a bomb.
Okay. Yes. Now, I want to point out that there are two ways.
Yeah, you would think that he's an Iranian besides
the... I just want to point out that I didn't translate the word 100%, the Pesuk and Pasuk 100% correctly. I'm not sure that what I said was wrong. But it appears that both Rashi and the Mitzudos put the word lo on the second half of the pasuk. Mechashev lehorea kama, a person that plans to do harm. He plots. He's a conspirator, as you said. Lehorea kama, lo to that individual. Baal mezimos yikrohu, he will be called, they will call out to him, they will refer to him as a person, lo, that person that plum chadu is mechashev, ra, will be referred to as the baal mezimos, the person that plotted evil. However, no, that's a very complicated trap. That trap, lo, in Mishle, in Sifrei Emes, is a very complicated trap. I'm not familiar with the details. But when you have a double trap after an esnachta, There are a different set of rules. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. I have a Gershayim and a, what do you have?
No, I have a Revi.
I have both. I have a Gershayim and a Revi. I have two things. You only have one thing? Okay, let me see what it has over here in the art scroll.
Okay,
if you have this, the trap the way we, here in the art scroll also, they have two traps. A Gershayim and a Revi. And I have that over here in this edition and in the Divrei Chachamim. Okay, but my only question is, where do you put the word low? Okay.
With the word order,
Okay, but according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, we put the word low on the second half of the pasuk. Mechashev lehoreya kamo, lo bal mezimos yikrohu. He will be referred to as a person that's planned evil. What? Okay, so let's leave it with that. Okay, good. Okay, go call him. Pasuk Zayin. Zimasi velas chatos v'savas le'adam leit. It's a very powerful pasuk. The plan of an ivelus, a foolish person, is a sin. A foolish person who sins is called... the plan of a foolish person is a sin. V'tayavas le'adam leit. It's powerful words. It's the abomination of mankind are the late sonim. People who are late sonim, who are the jokers, scoffers, people who make nothing out of things that are important, is those that category of people are represent an abomination of mankind. Let's take a look at the Mitzvah's Pasuk test. Zimas machsheves iveles, the thoughts of the iveles, the rasha, and the thoughts of an evil person. Machsheves lechatos, considered to be a sin, ki lo osa masa. Same idea. Even though they did not do anything, they just planned. same theme as Pasuk Ches, just their thoughts, their plans, is considered to be a sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref a machshav ra l'maisa with regard to Rishohim. This is Gemara. But v'soyavas ratzolema haleitzanis mita'eves es ha'adam be'enei kol. Leitzanis makes the person despicable, makes him despised in the eyes of Kol. Imki ein ba ki makimas sefasayim, even though he did nothing. What's a leitz? A leitz just jokes. He makes jokes. He makes leitzanis. He makes nothing out of everything important. He makes into a joke. Things that are very important, big deal. He makes out. He lowers people's expectations. He mocks, scorns, scoffs. So what has he done? He has done nothing. He has just moved his lips. Yet he is considered to be a ta'eva in the eyes of man. Mita'eves es ha'adam. It makes a person despised, despicable, disgusting in the eyes of man, even though he has not done anything more and just moved his lips. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Tef, I'm sorry. Zima Sivelis, Atza Sivelis, Chatos Leboela. The counsel of the foolish person is a sin for the one who has Leboelech, the one that has provided this plan. The Toyavas Lodom Leitz. Leitzon is he, Hamita'eves es Sodom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabios. Leitzon is something which makes a person despised by man and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Yud is, I think, a more popular Pasuk. His Rapisa Biyom Tzara Tzar Koy Checho. If a person loosens himself on a day of tzara, he will be punished midah k'neged midah. Then, when he has a tzara, then his own strength will be weak, will be tzar, will be narrow. He'll not be able to save himself. Let's see the mitzvah very precisely. He explains this in very detailed. Pasuk Yud, his rapisa. If you have a friend, and the friend is suffering, is in a difficult matzav, he's suffering, and you weaken your hands, you don't come to his assistance, you don't seek to strengthen your friend when he needs you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the person midah k'neged midah. When he finds himself in that same ace tzara, he will not be able to do anything for himself. Azai then, yihiyeh, Koychacha tsar, your own strength will be tsar v'dachuk mileezar li'atzmecha, helping yourself b'voy tsar olach, when the tsar comes upon you. When a person finds himself in that same exact tsar, he's not going to be able to deal with it. When he goes and he helps that other people, when they are in that tsara, he's making an investment for himself. It's a very, very, very frightening thing that you see Rahman al-Sultan has so many organizations, all different types of things. Rahman al-Sultan, you never know when a person, Rahman al-Sultan, will need to come on to these things. And if a person at this point, when he's healthy, when he's able to assist to these organizations, that's exactly what the Pasuk says. Don't look the other way. They need your help, of course, if you can. Not everyone can. But a person has the means to provide assistance to these organizations, and not providing or turning the other way is mamish begedda. This Pasuk is shrapisa. You loosen yourself. You distance yourself. Beyom tzara. When other people are at a time of need, a day of need. Rachman l'tzlan. If you're not, there could be a punishment, a kitrek, tzar koichecha. When you'll be at that same situation, tzar, you'll be in pain, it will be narrow your strength, you will not be able to assist yourself. Okay, this is the Pshutai Shel Mikra. However, Rashi and the Midrashim come along and they interpret this. I think this Gemara, I think, is more popular. It's known, this idea is Hisrapisa means from Torah. Rashi says Hisrapisa min ha Torah. A person.
They're rafu yideyem
bidivrei Torah. Excellent, exactly. The same idea, I guess maybe that's where it comes from. That says we find the rifidim means to loosen from Torah here as well, his shrapisa. Rashi says, when that type of person doesn't he loosens himself from Torah, then biyom tsara, tsar koichecha. Malachi hasharets lo yiyu ma'amtsin koichecha. They will not strengthen you. Now it seems that according to Rashi, he's putting the entire pasuk, the words, he's grouping the last four words together. When I read the pasuk originally, I read according to the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos clearly learns that the first three words go together. Hisrapisa biyom tzara. That's what it says. On day of his sorrow, Oz yiyeh koichachot sor. The Mitzvah clearly breaks up the pasuk in three words, two words. His shrapisum yom tsara. Who's tsara? Not your tsara, the tsara of your friend. Then, midik negemido tsara koichecho, your koyach. Your power will be weakened when you have the tsara. Rashi seems to put the comma after the word his shrapisa. His shrapisa, comma. If you weaken yourself from the words of Torah, period, then nida k'neged nida b'yom tzara tzar koichecha. On the day when the matrigim are being melamed choiva, achman l'tzlan, on the yom hadin, when the accusing angels are bringing forth evidence and they're advocating for a person's punishment, then tsar koichecha, they're not going to come to your aid. In min haTorah b'yom tzor tsar koichecha, malach yashar slo yiyu ma'amtsin koichecha ze medrash chachamim. Ulefi pshutoi, now he quotes the interpretation of the Mitzudos, hisrapisa b'yom tsoras oyhavecha la'amoid mineged. Here in this interpretation is putting the three words together like the Mitzudos did. If you will loosen yourself on the day when your friend finds himself in a difficult situation, then tsar koichecha b'yom pur anuse. On the day when you have a difficulty, then tsar koichecho, your koyach will be weak. And he quotes a pasuk from Esther: Im hacharesh tachareshi bo'es hazos revach v'atzola yamod la'idim b'mokom acher v'at uveis avicha toivedu. He is perfectly yad yoma, so he says at uveis avich, at uveis avich toivedu. So what does it say over here is that it's exactly what Mordechai said to Esther. Esther, now your fellow Jews are in an ace tzara. We need you to go to the melech and advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael, intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't want to do so, you want to stand back, his shrapis of Yom Tzara. You want to say, no, I can't go. Pshaloi chados. There's one law, if you go into the palace without being invited, I'm chayiv misa, and therefore I'm going to his shrapis. I'm going to distance myself and weaken myself beyond Sarah. So Mordechai says, you want to play that game? Watch out. We will survive. And it is you and your family that will perish. Okay, so it's mamish and yonid yom hashkacha pratis, learning this pasuk right before the backdrop of Purim.
He's going all in. You want to kill the sins of the mind. You have money or you don't have money. You don't want to buy a chachma.
Yeah.
So you get into trouble. Then you see, you think bad things. That's bad. You make fun of good things, it's bad. And even being apathetic and not getting involved is also bad. Everything is, nothing actively that you do. It's all
in the mind?
In your head that you do.
What do you mean things in
your head? You didn't do anything actively. You didn't do a veira. The first thing is you had a chance to buy chachma.
It's all passive, active.
All of these things. Okay. And here you hold back. All of the common theme of all the psukim, starting from Pasuk Gvav, is all withholding.
You didn't do anything. It's all in your head.
You have withheld. And all of these psukim, you have withheld yourself from doing something. In a chanani. That's right. Okay, now the next couple of psukim, we'll go very quickly. The next couple of psukim, they've been read together, and it's warning a person, same idea, that not to hold back. When you witness an avla, when you witness people being killed, I guess you could apply this, people, they were saying this during the Holocaust, that when they were coming to collect money to bribe the Nazis, to let a couple of Jews survive. I mean, this is the first thing, when you read the psukim, when you read the mefarshim, the first thing that comes to mind is, don't, when you hear that your Achenu B'nai Yisrael are in Eis Sara, don't sit back and do nothing, especially when you know their lives are in danger. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hatzel Likuchim Lamavis. So this pasuk is a continuation. Continuation of Hisrapisa. It means you loosen. You have to really repeat that word of Hisrapisa. If you weaken yourself, you distance yourself from Hatzel Likuchim Lamavis, saving people that are destined to die, that are being taken to die. Umotim Lahereg. and people that are faltering, are collapsing, lahereg im tach. Now you don't have to go back to the previous pasuk. I made a mistake. Tachsoch means if you withhold. You have to read the psukim, the words of psukim, out of order. Basically, you have to read the pasuk im tachsoch. If you're going to withhold yourself from saving people that are lekuchim lamaves and are matim lehereg, why? Why would a person do this pasuk yud beis? Because you'll say to yourself, Hein lo yodanu zeh. You'll say that I don't really know the facts. Who says it's really true? Who says it's really true that people are being put to death? So the pasuk responds, "Don't lie." Haloi soichein libos huyavin. The one that has established a person's heart is well aware, understands that you're lying, that you're just lazy, you're just looking the other way. V'naitzer nafshecho hu. You're the one that guards your neshama. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who guards your neshama. Who guards your neshama yeda, he is well aware of your evil thoughts. Veheshiv liadam kifalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the person according to his deeds, just like you did not save your friend, Rahman Litzlan, that when your time comes, no one's going to be there to save you. Don't look the other way when your fellow brother is in danger.
It's a famous thing. First they came for the Tatar, then they came for the Jews, and I didn't say anything. And there was no one to complain.
That's exactly what this pasuk, these psukim are saying. Let's see pasuk Yud Aleph all the way through. Hatzel, Musav al im tach soch. The beginning of the pasuk must be read with the end of the pasuk. In other words, you should read the pasuk backwards. Start off with the words im tach soch. You don't hold back from Hatzel. If you hold yourself back from saving people that are destined, that are taken to die, the hamotim leharuv, that are falling to die, ki saimar, ki tach. Tikochesh, loymar, you'll weaken yourself. You will weaken your resolve to say, "Hey, lo yidanu, im lukuchem heim lo alamos." You deny. Is it really true that there are concentration camps? Can it really be that such decent Germans would do such a thing like this and go and do something like this? Impossible. Haloi rotzloymar, halolo yoilu divorecha. This defense will not stand in court. That's not a valid defense. Ki haloi Hashem shubesech libos veyom Hakadosh Baruch Hu is within. The Hashem is within the heart of man. Who yavin, he knows im yodata im lo yodata. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows good and well if you knew the truth and you may believe you did not know. The noitzer, the one that guards nafshecha, kafled up b'mushenas. The pasuk repeats itself. So here Rashi in the Mitzvah ties back the Pesukim together. If you know that your friend is in danger, the Hishra Pisa, back in the previous Pasuk Yud, and you weaken yourself, when your time comes, Hashem will weaken you, and there will be no one to save you. Nida keneged Mida. Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hatzel Lekuchim Begoymer, Liatzil Es Halekuchim Lamos, Im Es Hamotim Leherog, Im Tachsoch Nila. If you hold yourself back from saving these two categories of people, the people that are being taken away to die, and the people that are falling to die,
goes back to Pesukim.
Your strength will be weakened. Okay, pasuk yud beis.
What do we Rashi learn? Tzarkachah. If you do this, remember your day will come. If you.
Correct. Pasuk yud beis. Ki sayma shema atayma v'zeu ki mishamesh b'loshon dilma. The word ki in this pasuk means shema. You may say these very harsh words. Okay, there are no midrashim here that there is one particular midrash. The Gemara here talks about ribis. Okay, there's a pasuk here that talks about ribis. Let me read you this midrash. Hatzel likuchim lamos umatim leharog. Im tachsoch. Okay. Here is the medrash. It's not a medrash, Yushalmi. Hoya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kol mi sheyesh lo mos ve'einoy melavon b'ribis. Any person that has money and is so kind to lend the money and does not charge ribis, he's a free loan society. It's a very big thing to lend money without ribis. Ezra's Torah, they're one of the biggest in this matter. Ezra's Torah, you can give them. You give a donation. Ezra's Torah, they provide free loans. And they have a track record. They'll show you the statistics of that. The money gets paid back. They're extremely careful to whom they lend the money, and they get the money back. But they do it very big chesed. They give money without ribis. Today, to get a loan without ribis is not so simple. The einoy malavim beribis olav hakosuv oimer. It says in Tehillim, kaspoy leinosan b'neshech. A person that does not give his money with ribis, if you do this, lo yimo li oilam, you'll not falter lo oilam. Now, when it says these words in the pasuk in Tehillim, Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Imi, this word of yimot hamit mot hazeh lo hayinu yoidim mahu. The Chachamim, when they studied this pasuk in Tehillim, had no clue what this word means. What does it mean? What's the bracha? The bracha of lending a person money and not charging ribis merits the blessing lo yimot li olam. They did not know what it means. He will not topple. What does that mean? He's going to have good, strong legs. He'll never need to go to an orthopedist. What does that mean? Lo yimot li olam. Add until they studied Tanakh in Sadan, they came to this pasuk in Mishlei, Uba Shlomo Uperish, and he explained, Hatzel likuchim lamovis umotim lechoireg im tachsoch. And the word motim is used in connection with death. With death. So the word, it means that a person that lends money and does not charge ribis will merit life. That's pretty much, that's what it means. That's the koyach, and that's the koyach of chayim. You would think, if not for this pasuk, a person lends money, I did a chesed. Just because you do a chesed means you're going to live a long life? No such thing. There are only a handful number of things that the Torah promises, Ari Chas Yamim. Tan Sipar, Kibir Avoein, Mio Isha Chofetz Chayim, Nitzor Lashon Chomera, Usvasecha Midaber Mirma. Who in their ever would imagine that lending a person money and not charging ribis, you're going to be Zoycha to Ari Chas Yamim? Who would ever imagine? It's not stalker. Well, you want to say that lending a money person money is a greater than stalker? Possibly. There's something to that. But who would that? What? So you don't find anywhere that chesed yizrecha tari chasyame. Doesn't say that. Chesed. You do a chesed. What? Shluch hakein. That's not chesed. What? What chesed shluch hakein? It's a choik. Shluch hakein, yeah, rachmonis on the bird. The mother shouldn't see her child, the egg taken away from her eyes. Rachmonis on the bird. That's a medrash. That's not called chesed. Chesed with living people. Chesed, where's the chesed? So here the Chazal, they took this pasuk in Mishlei and they used it to teach us this very fascinating idea that when it says in the pasuk lo yimot and a kaspei lo nosan b'neshech. Will not fall to l'olam. Lo yimot means he will live, he will not die. That's what the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, an amazing, based upon this pasuk. This pasuk is one of the only places we have this word used in this context of people, hatzel likuchim lamabes, save people that have been taken to death, umotim la hereg, people that are falling to die. The word motim is used in connection with death, and now we know that a bracha for not lending money ribis is to live a long life. A person is not going to die. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk Yud Gimel Echol Bnei Devash Ki Torah. This pasuk concludes the idea that a person is getting advice that a person should learn Torah. My child, eat dvash. What is dvash? Dvash is a code for Torah. Ki dvash tachas lishonech. That is why on Shavuos people eat honey. Cholav dvash. Echol b'ni dvash. Ki toiv it is good. V'noifes masok al chikecha. And let it drip. Let it, noifes means dripping. Let the sweetness of honey must soak things that are sweet. Let things that are sweet drip al chikech on your palate. Pasuk Yudalit, Cain, so to just like, let's read the pasuk again, just like echo bin devash kitoy v'noif es masuk al chikecha, just like eating honey is good, and the dripping of sweet things on your palate is good, you have to hear the word kitov is good, Cain, likewise, de'eh, chochma l'nafshecha, if you will know wisdom for your, if you will make it known wisdom for your neshama, imotzasa, if you will make it known, the yesh achris v'sikvascha lo sikareis, and there is hope, and there is two different words which mean the same thing, and that hope will not be cut off from you forever. Okay, let's take a look at this pasuk together. Pasuk Gimel Echol Kishen. Right away, the Mitzvah says that the pasuk Gimel has to be read together with pasuk Gedalet. Kishen, just like Shemachol Devash Tov Hu Uchishen Shetasim Tipin Midvar Mosuk, putting drops of things that are sweet Al Chikecha. Cain, kimo Cain, da, likewise, you shall know, ha chochma, l'sakein es nafshecha, you shall know chochma to fix, to perfect your neshama, imotzasa oso, if you will find it, if you will succeed in finding it, v'yesh l'cha lev masig, and you will find a heart that achieves chochma, v'yesh achris, rotzoloimar, the toive he min hadvash, it is better than honey. Kibetzei yesh achris tov, because this will provide you a good end. We have musical music today. Purim party today. Purim party. Oh, they have costumes. They have costumes. Kibetzei yesh achris tov, you'll have a good end. Aval hadvash l'pam miyatzik b'achroina. So he says this is achris. This, he says, the pasuk is achris, is better. This will last. The vash. Ultimately, the day will come when the doctor will tell you, sorry buddy, no more cake, no more sugar. That's it. Those days are over.
I have a physical
care. Chas v'shalom. But there is such a thing. But when it comes to Torah, it will never come such thing. Achris is a very interesting mitzvah. Achris over here says, Rotzoloimar, the toive him in advash, ki b'zei yesh achris. Honey does not have an end. Honey does not have a good end. But Torah has a good end. Toive av ladvash, l'pam b'yazik b'achroin v'sikvasa, ha'gemul shat ha'mekave b'avura. The hope which you're yearning for at the end, hinei loiti kares, it will not be cut off, ki bo yovo v'chof odava b'mosholos, and this padia is repeated twice, the shvirashi, probably stoops and we're finished. Pasuk yud gimel echol b'ni dvash, kolem aderech b'ni odom lechol dvash, ki toive hu af, it is delicious. Af certainly reads into the next pasuk. Cain dea hachochmal nafshecha kashem shata roidif lechol dvash. Cain tia roidif ladas chochma imotzasa isa oz yesh achris. If you will succeed imotzasa, you have to read the pasuk Yudal in that fashion. Imotzasa, if you will succeed in finding the chochma, then the yesh achris, you will have hope. You will have something that will last forever. The sikvascha and the hope, you're yearning for good things, for reward. Rashi Mitzudas translates sikvascha, you're yearning for reward. Gemul, your reward, lo ti kares, will never be cut off from you in forever. Okay, with that we will conclude up the pasuk test above.
The line in where are you from?
Say it again? Rei chochmal nafshecha, yeah.
What? No. Are we organizing the bus to Devastation tomorrow?